All right, Julie, it's up to you and Eric, I guess.
Good morning, Commissioners, Chairman, Director, and Deputy Director. I'm Julie Sandberg with the Real Estate Services section. Eric Gardner, our Wildlife Program Director, would like to say a few words.
Thank you, Julie. Mr. Chairman, Commissioners, I just thought we'd take just a very brief moment to acknowledge the fact that this is the last commission meeting that Clay Sprague will be attending in his official capacity as the Lands Division Manager. Clay's been with our agency 4 years and has really been instrumental in some really important, significant management changes with our wildlife areas, such as our forest practices and forest health issues. And he's got 37 years in state service, and so he's decided it's time to go have a different kind of fun. So he's moving on at the end of this month, and the Wildlife Committee, although all of you have met Cynthia Wilkerson, had a brief introduction to her this morning. So Cynthia Wilkerson, who's behind me here, has been selected as the new Lands Division Manager, so she'll be engaging with you a lot more in that capacity. And just really excited about that transition. Not only is she very committed to continuation of the policies and programs that Clay has brought into the program, but also a very broad community view, I guess, and how to show how these lands are of great value to everybody in the state of Washington and their needs for management. So I'm really looking forward to the future as well, but just a moment to celebrate and to thank Clay for his wonderful time he spent with us. Thank you.
Well, thank you. And Clay, I think speak for everybody. We can open it up, but congratulations and job well done. And Monday mornings will take on a whole new meaning now.
Yeah, I've got two left.
So. Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, and Sunday nights take on a whole new meaning, too, because you don't worry about Monday morning. So congrats. Yes.
Just some things that you can remember. It's every day is a Saturday except Sunday, and that's when the fat paper comes.
Well, that's the only way you can tell.
That's
yeah.
Great. Yeah.
And welcome, or not welcome, but congratulations. Okay, Julie.
Yes. I want to thank Clay because he really helped out in Willapa Spartina, invasive species issues that I was dealing with in the past 4 or 5 years. So thank you for that.
So now you can leave wildlife to have a wild life.
Yeah. All right, we'll start off our transactions. We have one to present to you today. It's actually a land donation. Before we start each transaction presentation, I'd like to walk through a little bit about this process the agency goes through when considering whether to purchase a piece of property. When a transaction is a donation, it goes through the same process. Our regions put forth the application and scrutinize it in terms of, does the agency need this, do they want it, and how would they manage it into the future? So I just wanted to emphasize that this piece of property also went through our Lands 2020 process. To have that level of scrutiny before we move to accepting the donation. The 14 acres is located in Chelan County. It's being donated by a group called the Complete the Loop Coalition, a nonprofit organization. 5 miles south of Leavenworth and just outside the city limits of Peshaston. The property is in a great location, 3/4 mile of riverfront access, the only public access in this stretch. The Complete the Loop Coalition is a nonprofit that was formed just a couple of years ago with the purpose of trying to provide non-motorized recreation in that Wenatchee Basin. The group, headed up by Bob Parlett, Bob Stroop, and Raleigh Schmitten, joined by Ducks on Trout Unlimited, mobilized an incredible group of folks over a couple of years to try to raise the funds to purchase this property from the Port of Chelan. This gives you a really good layout of the property. The red outline is the 14 acres that we would be acquiring. The upland portion, about 50 acres, and the entire parcel, larger parcel, was developed in 1928 by the Peshaston Lumber and Box Company, a sawmill. That operation was in place for many, many years, supporting the local economy. The land changed hands over time, and in 2003, the Port of Chelan acquired the property. It's zoned for light industrial and some residential housing. They did some environmental cleanup. They upgraded a road intersection and began marketing the property. A developer was very interested in 2006 when the port declared the property surplus. The recession hit, and the land sat there. Recently, the port has begun to market the property again for development, and that's when the Complete the Loop Coalition mobilized and said, wait a minute, we need some public access to that riverfront for low-impact recreation, walk-in fishing, as well as hiking, biking. The vision is to have a continuous trail from Leavenworth to Wenatchee. And as you can see, the road shown in the picture is just an access road that gets you to the upland parcels. The trail would be put in down closer to the riverbank. When we acquire the donated property, the coalition would maintain a trail easement, so they're entirely responsible for the trail, whether it stays primitive or becomes graveled eventually in the future. The coalition worked with the Port of Chelan, as well as another Goble family that stepped up last summer and completed the purchase of the 14 acres, as well as made one donation to purchase the, not a donation, they bought out the upland 50 acres. Their vision is to continue it for public access, perhaps put in some tourism activities or a winery or something, but the whole point is to open that up for public access. So it's a tremendous opportunity for the community and a way to mobilize. And actually, if you can see through the trees, there's a small blue dot. I think that's Clint Sprague hiking on the soon-to-be trail. This view is from the west side of the river to show you that that riverbank would be great walk-in access for fisher people, and the trail would be just up through those trees. A lot of rafting occurs on this property along that stretch of the river. The interesting thing is the port put on a restrictive covenant on the property before they sold it to the Goble family and to the Complete the Loop Coalition. That covenant says it's in public recreation for perpetuity. It's low-impact recreation, no boat ramp into the water. So there's a vision for protecting this property. So as with many of our small properties, they have a big story, and the whole fundraising effort and ultimately finding a home for the property was very significant. So at this time, I ask for your approval of the transaction.
Thank you. Public comment. We do have one, just the one. Okay. So Nick, you want to come up?
Thank you. My name is Nick Chambers, and I'm here on behalf of Trout Unlimited and our over 4,500 members in the state of Washington. And we would like to offer our support and urge the commission to accept the Peshaston property. Efforts to keep this 14-acre waterfront property on the Wenatchee River at the site of the historic Peshaston Lumber and Box Mill in public ownership include incredible collaborative and outreach by community organizations. Thousands of volunteer hours and over 350 individual financial contributions, mostly from local residents, brought this community together to successfully acquire this property for current and future generations without any public dollars. TU is proud to be in part of this effort. The Peshaston Mill waterfront property will be permanently safeguarded for non-motorized use by hikers, anglers, boaters, and others to enjoy. Success of this campaign demonstrates the value our community places on protecting open spaces, habitats, and watersheds. We also worked with the former owners to ensure funding was available to help with maintenance for the next 5 years, as we understand this is a common problem with public lands such as this. Trout Unlimited intends to continue to work with WDFW to ensure this piece of property is maintained and kept safe for its visitors. And I just wanted to add and kind of go back to what you guys were talking about with engaging young people in hunting and fishing. And it's very important to have places such as this that are close to local communities where kids can come out and experience, you know, nature and hunting and fishing and all that type of thing. And kids are generally at the mercy of their parents, and folks are super busy these days. And so it's really nice when you have something that is 15 minutes from home or a couple miles from home that you can go out and participate in those outdoor activities.
So, and it was Nick that mentioned to me about the Trout Unlimited chapter at Western Washington, right?
Yeah, and we do have a Five Rivers Club there as well, which is we have a nationwide college program to get kids into fishing.
Oh.
And so this is their second year of being there. And so we had some really active folks last year that graduated, and we have a couple new ones coming in.
So TU's got a nationwide program on?
We do, and it's fairly new, and so we're starting to build up that program on campuses nationwide. And we have one staff member who works nationwide with all those, kind of coordinates all the activities there. It's called the Five Rivers Club.
I'd be happy to help with you.
Okay, yeah. I was going to connect you with those folks up there.
Yeah.
As well. I appreciate it.
I think this is a slam dunk, so can I make the motion?
After all Raleigh's arm twisting, I don't know. Maybe I should have said. Yes, of course.
I move to approve the land transaction as presented.
Motion's been made.
Second.
Second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Thank you. Julie? Thank you. Nick?
Thank you.
Pardon?
I have a question for Julie.
Oh, yes. Go. Yeah. Julie? Question from...
Thank you. I also think this is just a fantastic opportunity and appreciate all your efforts, and especially NTU as well. When we talk about bank fishing and also a trail, there's some infrastructure that goes with that. And so my question is any of that upland space, is there parking facilities that are, or is public access limited to the actual 14 acres, or is the upland space under consideration as well? That's question number one. And the trail, what a great thing that would be. Often those trails are, railroad right-of-ways or something like that. And this is 3/4 of a mile. It's actually a lot further than that from Leavenworth to Wenatchee. Who's working on that? And is there a right-of-way anywhere around?
So I think this picture best represents kind of the vision for the future. And as you can see, that road that sits right on the edge of the red area is the access road into the upland area. The owners that purchase the upland are committed to, and because of restrictive covenants, have to make it available for public access. That would include parking for whatever businesses, light industrial, like I say, they talked about a winery perhaps, but that would definitely have to have the infrastructure to support it. This section of the trail is not intended to be a trailhead. My understanding is the trail is just a connector. And so it's not intended to have a built-out parking lot to draw people to start their experience. Eventually, the trail would go on some public rights-of-way as well, because they can't access all the private property along that river. The Complete the Loop Coalition is the one that's really going to keep the vision going to try to get this trail moving. But they definitely are going to have infrastructure. But again, our focus was on the 14 acres, the trail. It's a connector trail. This is the keystone piece, but it's just a connector trail.
I'm saying just to follow up then, but the public that intends to use this 14 acres, is there a place for them to park their cars, or will they be bicycling in? Or
My understanding is there's a small parking area. As you enter the property, kind of at the lower end of the property, but that all needs to be discussed as we work through this.
Okay. Thank you.
I don't know, this looks like heaven, a winery next to a good trout stream.
Right.
I'm there. See, Clay, this is what you can do every day now.